Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:35 on Thursday morning, and it's time for the news.
Port.
Oh, port.
What's up, everyone? Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice work, Fremont Bank.
All right, so real quick, the weather. Before we introduce Doug Sovereign, the weather today looks like partly cloudy skies pretty much wherever you are in the Bay Area. If it's mostly cloudy now, there'll be breaks. So that's what we're looking at. And in the 50s-ish, maybe a little high 60s in certain spots. Okay, we now turn our attention to our friend and colleague, Doug Sovereign, award-winning reporter and writer from our sister station, KCBS. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. I'm back. Yeah, how are you guys doing?
We're great, Doug. Thanks for joining us.
So, listen, the events yesterday, and I know that my partner here, Sarah, it unfolded before her eyes. She watched the whole thing, and she was texting our show as it went down. I wasn't anywhere near a TV or near my phone at the time, so
right.
I was late to the party. So I don't know how this went for you. You are a reporter. I imagine you watched every minute of what went down yesterday?
Well, not every minute, I wouldn't say. You know, I've got six-year-old twins and a dog.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot.
Yeah, who have to be managed. You know, home Zoom schooling and all that. A puppy, actually. So, yeah, even more than a dog. But as much as I could, and, you know, I went on the radio when I could. You know, we were in the long-form CBS coverage a lot on the radio, so I didn't have to go on the radio that much. But I was tweeting up a storm and following it all on TV and on our radio coverage of it. And then, yeah, eventually was quite immersed in it and worked until well after midnight covering the rest of that vote. So, yeah, I mean, this is my job. This is what I do. Luckily, in this case, you know, if this were a normal time and not a pandemic, I might have been in the middle of all that
right.
In person. But the way things are now, I do a lot of things remotely from home. But yeah, all day and all night long.
Okay, so tell us from in your voice what it is that you think people need to know about what happened yesterday. Sort of give us an overall view of it and then where we're at now. Because I know one of the questions we got was, how many people were arrested from this? There should have been a lot. But we can get to that after you get through sort of an overall view of the story.
When I went to bed, it was 15 arrests. Last I heard, it was actually more like 50. So I'm not sure where they are now. And they're asking for video and to review stuff. So I do think they're planning to go back and arrest more people. And the FBI says they want to track people down. My reaction to that would be, well, maybe you shouldn't have let him in the first place. And then you wouldn't have to track down the people who ransacked the Capitol
right
and
now.
Did so much damage. I mean, there's video of the Capitol Police stepping aside and, you know, opening up gates and just letting him in and taking selfies. And that's just mind-boggling
horrifying.
To many of us who've been in these situations. But, yeah, I mean, what I think people need to know is that a large band of, I would say, mostly fringe extremist Trump supporters, not necessarily mainstream people,
right.
attacked the Capitol and went on a rampage and were trying and did disrupt the orderly, peaceful transition of power in America, which is something that we take for granted. And I don't know that we can take it for granted anymore. But, you know, we are resilient. And eventually enough forces were marshaled to turn them back and get them out of there. And they went back and finished their business. And what was supposed to be done was done. And now Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are president and vice president-elect. So in the end, you can't say no harm, no foul. Huge amount of harm was done and four people are dead. But we got through it, and it could have been much, much worse. If this were a movie, it would have been worse. But right. We can't say that it won't happen again.
A bunch of these criminals were pictured, and some, as you say, 50-something were arrested. But I'm curious if anyone has put a number to the I forget how you just referred to them, the hard right extremists. What was the number of people that turned out for this to begin with? Because it must have been overwhelming, even though the pictures, we only see a few certain faces, repeated faces. How many people turned out for this?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen a hard number on how many got into the building, but there were many thousands of people outside. I mean, thousands and thousands. You know, Donald Trump would probably say it was a million. But there were certainly...
It was the biggest crowd ever seen at an insurgency. It was amazing.
Greatest insurgency ever. It looks like at least hundreds got into the building. I'm not sure it got to 1,000.
They were pouring in there. I mean,
yeah,
that was...
certainly
no,
hundreds.
I mean, I saw the people
thousands.
Inside, but I never saw or heard a count of the number of people that showed up outside, because that number must have been big enough to have really worried the small number of police that were on site at the time, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and the D.C. police force isn't that big, and the Capitol police force is even smaller. When they finally got it under control, they brought in 1,100 members of the D.C. National Guard, and that was sufficient. So obviously that was enough to take control of the grounds and the building. You know, you don't need one person for every protester, but if there were 10,000 or 8,000 left at that point, that was enough. But yeah, I actually haven't seen that number, Vinny, so I can't tell you, okay. But it certainly at least hundreds, if not thousands, got into the Capitol.
All right. All
what
right.
do you think about the whole, a lot of people are saying invoke the 25th Amendment, that Pence should take over, that this guy should be tossed out for the remainder of the 2 weeks that are left. I mean, do you have your own thoughts on that, or what are you hearing people say?
There's certainly a growing chorus of people who want that to happen. I mean, at least some members of the cabinet. It would take 8 of the 15 secretaries to do it, plus the vice president. I'm not sure the vice president's on board, but he apparently, by the word we're getting from various sources, was just appalled and disgusted and is basically done.
Well, he
with
had
Donald
to handle
Trump.
The whole thing. I mean, that was...
Yeah, and you know, went around him to bring in the National Guard. So I wouldn't be surprised if Pence... at some point said, yeah, let's just do it. This is crazy. Now, in the middle of the night, the president put out a statement pledging an orderly transition on January 20th, while still insisting that he won and that he was cheated and that he's not giving up. That statement comes 2 months late and rings a bit hollow. But so we can hope that, you know, there are no more shenanigans in the offing. Meanwhile, you know, he hasn't really been doing his job for the last many weeks. He's focused on this. I mean, there's a pandemic, there's a hacking by Russia, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And he doesn't seem to be tending to anything other than trying to overturn the election that he lost. I'd be surprised if they end up invoking the 25th, but you even saw a prominent business leader, the head of the National Association of Manufacturers yesterday, saying it's time to consider that. I mean, mainstream Republican pro-business people saying, look, we can't take any more of this. There's also talk of impeaching him again. I mean, I guess you could do it in an expedited fashion, but you'd have to have a trial and all of that. And I don't know that it's worth it to get it done in 13 days now, but I don't know if they could. So the 25th, you just have to have a letter signed by 8 cabinet secretaries and the vice president, and you present it to the president and remove him. But if he contests it, then maybe you got to go back into Congress. Who knows what? I think everybody would prefer that he just hole up in the White House and not tweet anymore and, you know, not foment rebellion and let this thing play out. And not
well, that is one of the things that happened. I think Facebook, Instagram and Twitter all turned off his social media. Is that something that we'll see turned back on, or have you not heard about that?
Well, Facebook and Instagram have now extended that for 2 weeks. So he can no longer Instagram or Facebook while he is president. Now, Twitter, that ban is supposed to be lifted today.
Twitter. Leave it in there.
But that was contingent on him deleting those 3 offending tweets, which they blocked. But last time I checked, he hadn't actually done that. So I would imagine they're under pressure to extend it 2 weeks also. And we'll see if that happens today, if it hasn't already. But he's supposed to get his Twitter account back. sometime today, but I have a feeling he won't. So that cuts off those avenues of communication. But remember, he's the president of the United States. He can go down to the briefing room anytime he wants, and they'll turn on the cameras, and he can address the nation, which many people felt he should have done yesterday. He doesn't have to use social media. He can speak directly to the people on TV or radio or anywhere he wants, anytime he wants. Of course, if he starts blathering on, we won't air all of it. But he can do that. He's really the first president to use social media this way. And for decades, presidents have communicated in more conventional means, and those remain available to him.
Right. So where do we stand today? We know that the count has been done and everything's, I guess they're cleaning up the mess. But as far as the business in D.C. today, is it trying to find these criminals? Are we holding our breath for January 20th? Do you think they'll do an inauguration in public after this
display? I wondered
display?
That too, Vin.
Yeah, well, considering that yesterday they had occupied the stand on the west front of the Capitol where they have the inauguration, and I was there for Obama's inauguration, that's a mess today they have to clean up. Yeah, I think yes, actually, to all of the above. They're trying to find the people through video who they can arrest, more people. They're cleaning up. They're rethinking the inauguration plans, which had been scaled back anyway because of coronavirus. So, a lot of it's going to be virtual. They're going to have a virtual parade, kind of the way they did the Democratic National Convention. Nancy Pelosi is going to have a news conference coming up at 10 o'clock, hour and a quarter from now, which we will carry live on KCBS to address everything. She was among those, holed up and terrified, although knowing her, she probably wasn't that scared, but they were... hold up in the Capitol. She's going to talk in about an hour and 13 minutes. Biden and Harris are now elected officially, and they proceed with their transition. And notably, they do have an event scheduled for today to introduce the Attorney General nominee, Merrick Garland, and all of their justice nominees. So they're going to focus on, President Trump says he's the guy of law and order. We're actually going to have some and show you the people who are going to be in charge of this once we take control in 2 weeks.
Okay. So that's Doug Sovereign from KCBS.
Thanks, Doug.
Everyone. We've known him many years. He's an award-winning reporter and writer. We appreciate you coming on with us, Doug. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And if you want to listen to more coverage of the events as they unfold in Washington, KCBS is the place to be.
Yep.
So check him out. Thanks again, Doug. Right. He's already gone. Is he gone?
He's gone.
Okay. Did we get everything answered there, do you think?
I feel like we did. I mean, I thought he did a good job summing that up. The Facebook thing has just broken, right? That Mark Zuckerberg, I was reading it during the break, that he released a long statement saying, no, no more of this guy until after the inauguration.
Yeah, I'd like to see Twitter do the same.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Make
so we'll move on to other
channels.
Stuff now, everyone. Two-thirds of Americans between the ages of 25 and 45 say they feel physically older than their actual age.
Oh.
Physically
older. Do you feel
older.
Your age? I feel physically younger than my actual age.
You do?
I do. I feel like I didn't think that this is how I would feel at my age.
That you feel better.
Yeah, I feel like, I'm not really... Maybe I'm weaker than I used to be or something. I don't know. I can still lift up the mulch bags. I'd still bend and do all my... But I do feel like I'm like one little tweak away from really being screwed. Maybe that's when I'll start feeling my age, because when things, the older you are, like a little injury turns into like this sort of long-term chronic owie.
Yeah, that's I was gonna say. No, I feel I'm still in very good shape, and I take as good a care of myself as time allows, so I do feel good in that sense. But no, my injuries lag. They take forever to get better. I baby my shoulders now when I never once thought about them as a young person.
Right. Well,
never once.
You've suffered with that.
And I have now. I feel great, but I baby them so I don't find myself back there again with injury and having trouble sleeping because I can't be on that side. Like, it's a whole thing. So, no, I don't think I feel older than my age, but I do... I noticed for sure a difference than when I was young. Absolutely.
I guess it's just that I didn't expect to feel this good in my 50s. Growing up, you think 50 is old, and then you realize it's just really more. Yeah, I thought I'd feel ancient, but I don't.
Right. After, people saying they feel physically older than their actual age, most people say they feel mentally younger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you are still you.
Yeah.
And I do think that, you know, even I have matured considerably over the last, I'd say, 15 years. And I was way behind schedule for a long time. Way behind. Really far behind. Mentally and maturity-wise. I don't know that I've caught up. I'm still me.
Yeah.
But I 3/4 feel mentally younger. So we're kids at heart, but our bodies are not
betraying
quite
us.
Right. The survey also found the top 5 things people say are challenging about growing up, or I should say becoming an adult, being responsible for your own physical health, cooking healthy meals, budgeting, keeping the house clean. These are all things that are chores.
Yes.
All the things that you go, okay, it's a chore. I gotta clean up my kitchen.
You got responsibilities. It's got to be done. No one's going to do, your mommy's not there to do it for you.
Right. And it's easy for a minute to go, I'm going to go surfing instead. But eventually you walk into your house and go, I can't live like this.
This is a pigsty.
And also they say on that list, resisting the urge to buy junk food when you're grocery shopping.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I don't have that problem, but I do know that.
I often get a bag of Lay's barbecue chips, open them up, and eat them while I'm shopping. Well, I used to in the old days anyway.
Right. With a mask and dirty hands? What are you, nuts?
Yeah. Olden day stuff. You know? That's why I'm not allowed to go anymore, because I come home with empty packages. What is this? What's this?
People stuck at home with their kids have spoken on the challenges they've faced during this last year or so. The number one problem is slow internet speeds, they say.
Oh, Xfinity.
Dealing with X, everything slowing down because everyone's on the internet at once.
So true.
Having virtual meetings or classes in the same room, as in everybody's, it's a thing. I've been living it.
Yeah, you guys share that office.
We share this office, and right in the other room, my kid's doing her, you know, school. When I walk out of here to go to the kitchen, I pass my kid in class.
Oh my God.
So, and she'll go, hey dad. Hi honey. I'm sure you should be looking at your computer.
No, it's okay. Nothing happening.
This is a big one. Young kids having to learn how to use computers for distance learning. My kid's way too computer savvy already. And had this pandemic not happened, we would never have given her a laptop. Never have given her access to the iPad. There's no way she'd know this much except for these circumstances. And I'm sure a lot of parents feel the same way. Another thing that has happened is, how do I put this? Allowing some screen time early on because we were sort of in this pandemic, newfound world where it should be over soon enough. This is a special occasion. Yes, you can use the screen. Now we're 8-9 months down the road and bad habits are in play. So we've absolutely dialed back. She can't keep these things in her room. She was taking them to her room and we weren't even noticing.
Right. Well, because, you know, there you are just trying to hold down the fort.
Right. So these are all things that we've had to now, as this has become the new normal, I guess is the way to say it. We've had to change. It's not going away soon enough, that's for sure. Lack of sleep is on the list of things, the challenges that people are facing as we've, you know, been dealing with the pandemic. Too much snacking, less time outdoors, and less physical activity, all on the list of challenges over the last year that people have had to face. Ugh.
Yeah, that's it has been a... It's been a time. There's no question about it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys, and we know that obviously we're in controversial times. Feel free, you know? I mean, let us know how you're feeling or what you're thinking. And, you know, we went through a bunch of emotions in terms of how to handle this, and I think ultimately the way to handle it is just be us.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? That was the answer after all, then.
You know, someone wrote in and said, Vin, you're striking the wrong tone. And I'm thinking, no, this is my tone. I actually was surfing when this went down.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Right.
I was out and in the ocean. And then as I found out about it, I was headed home to take care of my 2-year-old. And that's the tone. I don't have another one for you. But, Sarah obviously watched every second of it. And I would say
to my detriment, frankly, I wish I hadn't.
You were scared, right?
Scared to death.
So there it is. I mean, I think that we are just showing you different sides of how things were going when this went down.
Right.
You know, it's not phonied up, so to speak. It's just this is the way it went for us. 209 says if Trump is impeached a second time, he cannot run for office again. If they don't invoke the 25th, they should try for an expedited impeachment.
Even just to start the process would be great because I really want him never to be able to run again. That would be huge. That would be a relief because you know he's going to keep it up with these rallies and for the next 4 years be, you know, just getting ready to take on Biden again. God. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It feels like how do you show your face? But right,
right.
He's perfectly proud of everything.
He doesn't see himself as the villain in this.
Right.
And those kids, you know, those kids are all going to be angling for this crap coming up. We have that to look forward to.
Whatever. We'll break. But the number again, 800-400-3697. We'll read your contributions to our show right after these on Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.